Could you speak a little Klingon for us?
Nuk vijak danech.
What was that?
What do you want me to say?
Okay. How about, my, the weather is lovely today.
Ich judge kara.
And again, the language that we just heard.
That was Klingon.
I'm Jennifer Wing, and you're listening to Sound Effect here on 88.5 KNKX. And this is Eric Andine, a fluent Klingon speaker and Seattle writer. And Eric, can you explain what Klingon is?
Klingon is a language that was created for Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. And the Klingons on Star Trek are this alien race. And in the movies, they have these bumpy foreheads. And they're known for being very warlike.
What made you want to learn this language?
Well, there was certainly an element of, if I speak this language, and I know other people who speak this language, we can have secret conversations. And that was kind of cool. And, you know, it was Star Trek. The third Star Trek movie came out when I was in high school, I think. And the Klingon Dictionary was published 6 or 8 months after that. And I went to the store and bought it. And I thought, ooh, this is really cool. And that would have been that, except a friend of mine pointed me to the mailing list for the Klingon Language Institute. And there were a bunch of people sending emails back and forth about Klingon and in Klingon. And that was about the coolest thing ever. So I taught myself the language.
You know some languages that would be considered useful,
yes,
out in life, but the one you're most fluent in is Klingon.
Yes.
Why Klingon?
Well, for one thing, it was easy. It's one of the easiest languages to learn. The vocabulary is small. The grammar is regular. The thing that I really like about learning languages is the more different languages you learn, the more you find out about your own language.
So what have you learned about English by learning Klingon?
English is very noun-centric. We tend to talk a lot about things. And Klingon is more verb-centric. It's more about action. It's funny, when I have a conversation with my friend Rich, in English, we're talking like fairly normal people. And then when we speak Klingon to each other, I almost feel rude because it's very to the point. And I feel like a different person. I'm a little more assertive. Instead of asking questions, I make statements. Instead of saying, do you want to have dinner tonight? I say, we're having dinner tonight.
And you're one of 30 fluent speakers in the world. What is the community of Klingon speakers like?
You know, everyone's a little different. There's an awful lot of software developers because, you know, the audience skews a little geeky. But we also have all kinds of people, doctors and school teachers.
Do Klingon conferences happen once a year?
Yeah. The Klingon Language Institute has an annual KEP-OP, which is conference. And the activities are mostly around the language. So there's, we often will play Pictionary in Klingon or Password. But mostly it's just about hanging out and seeing old friends.
Yeah, it feeds into what we're talking about today, about the ties that bind and, mm-hmm. and the fellow Klingon speakers are out there and you make a connection and you're unified by this language and this experience of speaking it or studying it. And it's got to feel like a secret society in a good way.
Yeah, it really is.
All right. Well, today on Sound Effect, we're talking about the ties that bind, from alien languages to cigarettes. What keeps people together? Stay tuned. Eric, could you say that in Klingon?
Dach judge, sound effect much dach. Nuvpu barbo wanitme wikel. Novholme laldan tabak je. Du taitmoch, nuvpu taitmoch nuk. Pekim.
That's it?
That's it.